AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The government report showing the rate of inflation falling for a fourth straight month in October sparked a bit of a frenzy on Wall Street. Ben Thomas has this.
A government report showing inflation slowed in October cheered Wall Street. The Dow surged 3.7% on the news, more than 1,200 points, closed at 33,715, while the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ composite registered even bigger gains. The S&P up 5.5% or 207 points, the NASDAQ adding 761, a whopping 7.4%. Consumer prices rose at a better-than-expected 7.7% annual rate last month. That's fueling hope the Federal Reserve won't have to be so aggressive about raising interest rates. I'm Ben Thomas.
President Biden says they kept hearing Democrats were in big trouble.
It was the first national election since January 6th, and there were a lot of concerns about whether democracy would meet the test. It did.
Speaking in Washington, Biden pointed out that election deniers who have lost have conceded.
And I want to compliment all those mainstream Republicans. I mean, if they get in, they fought like we usually fight, and we got a result, and we accepted it. Everybody accepted.
Which party will have the majority in the House and Senate, or both, won't be known until final results are reported. The U.S. is sending $400 million more in military aid to Ukraine. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh was asked if Republican-controlled Congress may limit Ukraine aid in the future.
I think there is, in Congress on both sides of the aisle, a commitment to Ukraine that we're in this for the long haul. So even with the midterms and the outcomes, I think that Ukraine will still see security assistance and support from the United States in their fight.
Russian troops are being withdrawn from a strategic Ukrainian city. This is AP News. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones has been hit with punitive damages stemming from his bogus claims about the Sandy Hook school massacre. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel has this.
After a jury in Connecticut hit Alex Jones with a nearly $1 billion verdict last month, the judge who heard the case has slapped another $473 million on top of that total. The order by Judge Barbara Bellis punishes the InfoWars host and his company, Free Speech Systems. Jones was sued for his repeated claims to his millions of followers that the 2012 massacre that killed 20 first graders and 6 educators was all staged by crisis actors to enact more gun control. Jones has claimed the trial was unfair and an assault on free speech rights. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
A jury orders Academy Award-winning filmmaker Paul Haggis to pay at least $7.5 million to a woman who accused him of rape in one of several Me Too era cases on trial this fall. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.